Blog Talk Radio.
Inside and a special open mic tonight, and we'll explain that in a moment, but brought to you by the Day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, Long Island, and from 11 to 2 Friday, May 19th, 14 Station Road. It's going to be a big, big event. And in speaking today with one of our big sponsors, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, and learning that board members from Silo are going to be attending the Day for Milton. I'm very glad to hear that, because
me too.
When Milton died, it was a whole different feeling, and now it seems to be coming around to seeing the truth and seeing that there has to be changes in the wind, and you know everything has to improve. If it doesn't improve, it's no good. It's a bad sign.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to hear, and I'm not going to Jose Delgado asked me not to quote him on a certain thing that he told me, and I'll respect that. But he did say I can quote him on that these schools have a lot to learn, and that they should be fair to their clients. And he's going to speak at this Day for Milton. So we'll hear from Joe and other people who care. We're inviting former Senator Boyle, who's well aware of the guide dog school situation. So it's going to be a great event. I want to thank Terry at the Long Island Advance for his commitment, not only the four papers, but the magazine that they put out. We'll carry the promotion for Milton, and they'll start next week with the calendar. And as we get closer, they're going to put Milton in the news with all the information. I want to thank News 12 for searching for an MC for us now.
That's great.
And Susan dealt with that today. Give a little report on that, on News 12.
Yeah, it was quite interesting, but he said he's going to, when it comes closer to the actual day, what he's going to do is he's going to see who's available to go for the MC, and that's exactly what he said.
All right, so that means they've got somebody on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mike.
Mike, yeah,
News
really
12,
nice guy.
And,
personally,
yours truly has a relationship with Doug, the news director, beautiful guy. He always has time to listen to what's going on for the disabled and other things. So I'll follow up with Mike, definitely. And we also got some good positive reaction from the town of Brookhaven to invite inviting the mayor to come and speak.
Wow.
And I got a note today from Ira Tucker suggesting that now would be a good time, since we got all this support, to call the town and see if they'll put up a banner.
That's great.
For Milton in the town of Brookhaven. That'd be really cool to have a beautiful big banner up over town hall or whatever, you know.
What about a different one I might suggest, if they would do it, I don't know. Smithtown, right where that bull is?
I don't know. Is Smithtown the town of Brookhaven? I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I
have to look. Hold on.
But we'll have to see.
I know it's further west than that. No, I don't think so, but we could look.
Suffolk Bus is another possibility who would help us put the banner up. We're inquiring as to who would maybe donate the banner, or maybe, you know, get somebody to pay for it. Tom is working on that, so we'll let you know. Keep you posted. A banner would be great, man. Let it ride up there high in the sky and big picture of Milton on it, and thanking the people who are helping for the day for Milton. All right, Inner Sight, and tonight a special open mic for those of you who remember Corey Foster. Was it 10 years ago now?
Yeah, it has to be. We don't. We've been
Corey
on air
killed
12.
On the what?
We were on the air 2012, and then Corey's was 2012 as well.
2012, so it's 13 years.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
I believe so.
2023, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
13 years ago, Corey was killed on the basketball court by some very, I'm going to call them evil school people, teachers or what have you, or whoever they were, because he refused to get off the court when they demanded that he should, and no reason to attack him the way they did.
Oh, yeah.
So yours truly remembers it well. Having been in the middle of it, and I'll never forget it, meeting Corey's family, total strangers, who were so hospitable to me, you know. And I went to the house the day that they were going out to, it was a hot day, the day that they were going out to the school to demonstrate.
Yeah.
And everybody was well aware that it was going to be a peaceful, beautiful demonstration, you know, and indeed it was. And here I am sitting in the living room with my guide dog, Sunrise, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it was.
They're giving out these buttons, these Corey buttons, you know.
Oh.
And they came up to me, one of the cousins or girls came up to me and said, "You want to wear a button?" I said, "I want two buttons. I want to be a two-button man." You know, everybody started laughing. So they gave me two buttons, you know. And we went to the school, and Corey's dad was so shook up, you know. And he commented, he said, why is my heart beating so fast? You know, why do I feel so much anxiety? And then he reached down and started touching my dog, you know, and holding on to Sunrise. And that immediately made him feel better.
See?
So Sunrise comforted Andre, you know, and I remember later on getting in the car. Andre drove me to the funeral home of cemetery, and he said, "Frank," he said, I got so angry, he said, "I want to go home and get my gun." I said, I know.
"Oh, don't do that."
"I know," I said, "but Corey wouldn't want you to do that."
"That's right."
And he said, "I know, you're right. So I remember the whole thing like it was yesterday, man.
Yeah.
You know, and Corey, the sweetest thing, the sweetest person that I ever met throughout the whole thing, and made me feel that I knew Corey's personality, was his little sister, seven years old. I forget her name. What a beautiful child, you know.
Yeah.
And,
you went to see the tree, too, remember?
What?
You went to see the tree, remember? With the one of the...
Oh, yeah, the tree, yeah.
Yeah, and you went there with one of the kids, I think. I don't remember
Corey's
which one.
Corey's tree.
Yeah, Corey's tree. That's life, right there.
We did our Inner Sight radio show
right in front
of the house.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours worth.
People came on and talked. And
yeah.
And the thing that really bothers me is not one politician, and this is common, came forward to demand, you know, that people be arrested or to you know, further investigation, second autopsy opinion, anything, you know. They all hushed it up. They all kept quiet. The governor didn't say one damn thing about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the investigation was by the state. The state people, the people who worked for the state, are the ones who killed them.
That's right.
There should have been an outside, impartial investigation. I don't think we ever had that with Corey.
No, we didn't. Nope.
Not that I know of. So those are some of my recollections of Corey's death. And, of course, we had Sheila.
Oh, Sheila. I just sent to her, yeah.
What?
I just sent a little thing saying on show with Corey, remembering Corey.
On the air with Corey, remembering Corey?
Yeah.
Is she online now?
No, she isn't. I just left a message.
Did you include the number which they could call in?
Oops, no. I'll do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would love Sheila or anyone.
Anybody from the Foster family, yeah.
Anyone of Corey's family or friends, you're cordially invited to call in, talk about Corey.
Oh, yeah.
The Inner Sight will not let the world forget.
Nope.
What happened to Corey. And the other thing that disturbed me, not one other agency came out to stand up to praise Corey and to voice their outrage as to how this whole thing was handled.
Oh, yeah.
You know. We were the only ones that I know of.
And that the kids, remember what the kids were doing? They were looking down at their shoes. This is before I lost my sight. They were looking down at their shoes and sort of the ones that were in the school with him. And they were just looking down at their shoes, and they were talking to the reporters, but they were just so out of it. It felt as if it never really happened to them. That's how they were really fighting for Corey and trying to get some help, you know?
Well, they were obviously frightened.
Yes, they were. When you look down and you move your foot back and forth, you're definitely feeling at odds with yourself.
They were frightened and afraid of retaliation.
Exactly.
From the authorities. You know?
Oh, I hope I still have her as a friend. I don't... Uh-oh.
You don't have what?
Oh, okay, this is another person. Wow, phew. They said Sheila Foster passed away, but that's not true. It turns out to be another one. We have a lot of Sheila Fosters on here. So.
All right. So, you know, we put the word out. Anyone of Corey's friends or relatives who would like to call in, we'd love to have you on the show. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. And I want to thank them for their text I got today, wishing me a belated happy birthday. Thank you so much. Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and I today invited her to the day for Milton. Hope she's able to come. And I did speak to Michelle a couple of times now about the possibility of an Akita guide dog. And she received it well. She didn't say she didn't want one. She commented that Akitas are very loyal.
Yes, they are.
And how true that is.
Yep.
So you never know. We'll see what happens, you know, as we get closer and closer and as she gets settled in to be able to deal with a new guide dog.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Now, by the way, the Big East Akita Rescue email is BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. You need the email. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. That's the number you'll find in the picture with the picture of Milton in the Able News. You can find that in any library. You can find it online. So, it's got all the details of the May 19th day for Milton. All right. Inner Sight, and brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. I want to thank Gary for posting the day for Milton on his website, Facebook.
Yeah.
Went into a, I forget the name of the place. I'll forget it because I want to thank them. Went into the dog grooming establishment today over here where I live. They're a big rescue.
Oh, really?
That's
good.
They help rescues. And they're going to put up the day for Milton in their window, all right? I want to thank my Korean friend down the block with her tailor shop. She's posting our flyer.
That's
I
want
to thank Bagels for posting. And the deli next door, I don't know the, I forget the name of it, Uptown Deli, I think it's called. So we've got about 15 establishments now that are said they would put flyers in the window. You know, we even got a flyer over at, they're going to try to get permission over at Target to put up a flyer. Everybody loves Milton. I haven't met one person yet who said a negative word about Milton.
Yeah.
Walked into the coffee shop earlier this evening with my buddy John. He's a volunteer, Inner Sight volunteer. He's been paying for a lot of these things.
Oh, yeah.
Donated the money for the flyers and, you know.
Awesome.
Walked into the coffee shop and gave my dog
got
a rest.
Lorraine on. Hold on.
Hold it. Not yet.
Not yet.
I gave my dog a rest and walked into the coffee shop and this woman immediately came up to me. I want to buy your coffee. Stranger, I didn't even know her. She said, "Where's your dog?" I said, "Oh, I had to, I gave her the night off." So she immediately said, "Oh, you're doing that fundraiser." I said, "Well, it's not a fundraiser. It's an awareness day for Milton." And I pulled out the flyers. She said, "I need more flyers. I'm putting them up all over, you know."
Yeah, that's cute.
So
that
people,
helps a lot.
People are caring, you know.
Yes, they are.
If the damn ass school cared about Milton the way these people do, he'd still be alive.
That's right.
Total strangers give a damn about Milton more than this million-dollar half-ass operation, and I don't mean half-ass in the sense that they haven't trained a lot of good dogs, because they have.
Yes,
I mean the policies.
Yeah.
Of these schools. That's the thing. It's not the trainers so much. There's a lot of good trainers. It's not the dogs. It's the policies of this horrible place that has to be changed.
Yeah.
So we've been having a lot of good experience promoting the day for Milton. And
yes, we have.
I think it's going to be a big event.
Oh,
you want to bring in Lorraine? Go ahead. 213-816-1650. It's Corey Foster Knight on Inner Sight.
Yes, it is. Hey, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you?
Okay,
hey.
Getting there.
How you doing, Lorraine?
I'm doing fine.
Lorraine, you remember Corey? Was in the news a lot.
I heard of something to that, but briefly.
He was a disabled kid, and he wouldn't stop. He loved to play basketball. He was a cook, too. He loved to cook.
Oh, okay.
He was about 16, you know.
Right.
And he wouldn't stop dribbling the basketball, and these teachers, or whoever the hell they were, wanted to get him off the court.
Mm-hmm.
So they jumped on him, about five or six of them.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And they held him down.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And they knew it was in the record. They knew the kid had a bad heart.
Mm-hmm. They didn't care.
And they wouldn't let him up.
One less kid. That's what they say. What in their mind? One less kid. That's sad. But not only sad, it's disgraceful.
So we took up his cause, even to the point where we called the police and the district attorney and, you know, demanded a better investigation.
Oh, yeah.
The lawyer was not tough enough.
No, he wasn't.
Anyway, we celebrate Corey. Every year, you know, and we remember him every night. His name is on our show every night.
Of course,
yes, he is. Yep.
But it was a horrible, horrible thing.
That was horrible.
And I met the family and got to know them. You know, we wanted to do more.
Yes, we did.
But the family was reluctant.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They had some kind. They had a lawsuit. I don't know what they got out of it, but
okay.
They made a fund for Corey, like an educational fund, because I don't think it was enough. They made an educational fund for Corey, you know, in Corey's name.
Right. I mean,
well, part of that
money...
educational thing, in my mind, should be more protection for the children.
Yeah.
In these schools, you know.
It shouldn't
people
not
should not be allowed.
People. No.
What'd you say, Lorraine?
No, I said it should have never taken that many people to jump on one child like that. That
no.
was still a child.
No.
Right.
Whatever happened to the one-on-one situation and you reason with a child, you know?
Right.
That's out
I've said it
now.
Yeah, well, I've said it, and I'll say it again. If I was a teacher on that scene and I had my guide dog with me, I guarantee you Corey would still be alive.
That's right.
Oh,
that would
that.
Never happen.
My dog would have calmed him down.
Because
that's the kind of animal she is. She's an angel animal.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And I'm a very strong believer that they ought to have the right kind of dogs in these schools to calm down children who get out of hand. You know, dogs can work wonders.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was on the subway. You know, I used to perform on the subway, and I'm planning to go back in the fall, but. This very loud, I want to call him crazy, but I don't think he was crazy, but this very loud guy got on the train, you know, yelling and screaming, he's going to kill somebody and all that, and everybody, you know, a couple of girls screamed and all that. As soon as he saw my dog, he calmed down like you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And he got off the train at the next stop or so. But he calmed down immediately when he saw my dog. Dog had an effect on him, you know.
Yeah.
And I sort of reached out to him. I said, it's all right. Don't worry about it, you know. And he immediately calmed down.
That was good.
Yeah, I mean, dogs have an effect on people.
Yes, they do.
I miss my dogs terribly. Sort of want to get a guide dog anyway.
So Corey Foster, tonight is honored by Inner Sight. And we urge people who remember him, who knew him, 213-816-1650. Did you get any answer from...
Not yet.
Sheila's Facebook?
Not yet.
All right, we don't know if she's online tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look back on our screen a second.
Do we have a phone number?
Not on me.
I used to have, no, I mean on the Facebook.
No. People
any
don't
contact?
Like to do that.
Yeah,
we
I know, but sometimes
I
they do. Any contact information? Email or
no,
anything?
Just she's not doing any. Maybe she got a lot of spam calls, I don't know, but I don't see anything on mine.
All right.
Either.
I
have
Sheila knows.
I don't know where it went.
Sheila
oh,
knows
yeah, she
that
would.
we're here for her. She knows that.
Yeah.
She's known that
we
for
are.
Years, and we always will be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. You want to see about the day for Milton, just go to their website under community events. They got all the information there. And the head of Silo will be there.
Oh,
with
I can't
a bunch
wait.
Of other
it's
people
gonna be
from Silo. All right. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-880-7929, my buddy Kennedy. We thank the Islip Cleaners. We thank Suffolk Bus for posting the day for Milton all over their company. We greatly appreciate that. And I want to thank Shelby's Kitchen for helping us promote the day for Milton. Tom and Michelle, of course. Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport, Long Island. And 286. Oh, wait a minute. I left my notes in my bag. I don't have it with me. Okay. Shelby's Kitchen,
231-268-0444.
Bellport, New York. And if you go over there, you'll see a lot of signs that Milton was there when he was alive. All right.
That's true.
So pop into Shelby's Kitchen. A great, great deli. All right. Hey, we're brought to you by Insight. You heard of Inner Sight? Well, this is Insight with Devin Fernandez. You want to learn how to protect yourself. 631-445-3464 for Third Eye Insight. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And I want to thank all of our friends and all the stores that are putting up our flyer for a day for Milton. We greatly appreciate that, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more. I got at least 15. My goal was 20. I'm increasing it to 50.
Oh, great.
All right. I want 50 stores posting
nice.
The day for Milton.
Can you help me get those rest of those flyers so I could do some here?
Print it out and copy it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
You're
I'm
using.
Using
the same one for Mabel, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Same one.
Okay.
They made
email.
It into a flyer, but it's the same. It's the mm-hmm. same one.
Yeah, yeah.
The printer made it into a. He's got two pictures on there, Milton.
Okay.
No. And
but I don't care. I have black and white. I can print it out. I'll do 20 like you did originally, see how it goes, and then I'll move up to 50 like you
are. That's all.
Yeah.
Yes. Mine at home, we have color. So.
Oh, you do? That's nice.
Mm-hmm. I could send it through an email, and I guess my daughter can print it and copy it.
You have
yeah,
color
nice.
What? What do you have?
Color printer. I think it's a color printer.
I do, but it's in my husband's room. Mm. We always run out of ink, and it's so expensive.
That's the same thing here. We run out of ink real fast.
Yeah.
So before that, I got to ask them, do they have ink in the printer?
So anybody, anybody who does a flyer, very important, has to say A Day for Milton. That's the title of the flyer, okay? And then you put down the time and the date and where it is, and you know? That's the focus of what we got to stay focused for.
Frank?
You know, and a picture of Milton. What?
Pardon me. Pardon me. The, you told me I not to look it up, but I looked it up anyway. Shelby's Kitchen is 286-0444.
All right. I didn't tell you not to look it up.
Oh, okay.
286-0444. Correction.
Correct.
On Shelby's Kitchen. 286-0444-631.
Correct. Oh, you're welcome.
So, you know, make sure the flyer is consistent. Look at the one. Use the one from the Able News.
Yeah,
then you don't have to worry
nice.
About what the flyer says.
Okay.
Yeah, and it has all the information on it, which is really
the
good,
only
too.
Thing different I did with mine is on the bottom, I listed all the times that they can hear and see our show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
But then I had it printed up.
Right.
But I didn't have to pay for it.
Well, that was good.
So, but you don't need
that.
You don't need the. You don't need the show on it. Just the Able News is the best picture, I think, and the flyer. You know.
Yeah.
What my printer did, he took the picture from the Neighborhood News and the Able News, and he put them together. He's got writing on the top and the bottom. It's a beautiful flyer. Everybody likes it. So use that Able News because it says it's got all the info in it. Lorraine, can you tell your daughter to look up, go online, find the Able News? It's right on the inside page.
Yeah, it is.
And print that as a flyer. That's all.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what we were doing. You go online, ablenews.com, okay?
Ablenews.com.
And you pull up the Long Island edition.
Okay,
if you're not registered with them, you could easily, it's only for free for one edition of the you know, Able News. So
no,
you
all
have
she
to
needs.
Just go on. Yeah. Okay. Well,
why don't you do it right now?
Yeah,
do
you
it
can
right
do
now.
It right now. I could help you.
And read
Ablenews.
It. No.
.com. Inside paper. Look up A Day for Milton.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's on page 2.
It's on the third page.
Page what? The third page?
Yeah, when
I think
you open
it's on
it up.
Page 2. Susan, look it up. Tell her what page it is.
Yeah, hold
create
on.
Create note.
We'll look it up.
Okay.
On it has to be the Long Island edition so that you'll know where I've been looking at it too.
Create note.
Yeah. It's a Long Island event.
Yeah. Okay.
Create
I clicked on the online thing. I didn't have to register.
Oh.
I'm probably registered in there.
So we create note. What do you want it to say? Able News, Long Island edition.
Oh, did you find it?
Yeah, I'm getting it. I'm opening the paper. It's just giving me a little trouble with the speed. I don't know why.
All right. Inner Sight. And I want to thank all of our friends and all of those who will come on board to promote the Day for Milton. Of course, I want to thank Mr. Brian Baker for donating the hall and hoping that
That's
he's...
Great.
Feeling a lot better. I'll check up on him tomorrow. And
I'm having a little trouble opening this. I'm sorry. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so take your time.
Yeah. If not, I'll
it's
pull
there.
It up.
Yeah, you can call
okay,
me.
Okay, now it's opening. Yeah, I can call you.
Okay.
Which is a good thing. If I
uh-huh. By the way, you can get the Able News in just about any library. They have a
yeah,
copy.
Yeah, they have it.
You know, and then
oh,
you can print it.
Annoying as hell. I don't know why it's not opening. Maybe they're doing an amendment on the paper. I don't understand why it's not opening. I could open any other site, but I can't open that. Isn't that weird?
I don't know. You've had a lot of trouble with that equipment.
Yeah, I have.
All right, Lorraine,
okay,
you can
I'm
tell your daughter.
It's just
Lorraine,
open.
Yes.
You can tell your daughter she can find it there in Able News.
Yeah.
April 10th edition.
I know it's on the right side.
April,
you open
April
the thing,
10th
it's on the right
edition.
Side.
Okay,
yeah,
April 10th
edition.
Yeah,
it's the April edition.
April 10th edition.
Yeah.
The latest
correct.
Edition.
Very great note.
The April 10th edition of Able News, Long Island, A Day for Milton, the flyer, to be printed, copied.
No, you won't find it as a flyer. It's a notice.
A notice, yeah.
A notice.
But I don't know if she'll find it that way either because it's very specific. When you get page two, you could, you know, page two or three. I think it's on three. Because when you open it's the first page is the front. Then you go to the first page on the inside, it's the back side of the first page. Then you go to two, which is the front page, the next page over, when you flip it over, that's considered two. And then three would be the one that you actually see it on. But let me actually make sure to that. Because I used to be an editor of a magazine.
All right. Do we have any other callers on the line?
Hold on. I just wanted to let her know. It's on page three.
Oh, it's on page three?
Yes. You go, the front page is considered one. The second page is considered two that comes in this view. And then you have three, and it's a notice. You'll see a big dog. You can't miss it.
Great note.
It's
nice to be appreciated. Oh, this thing. Great note.
What do you want it to say?
Page three, Able News, a notice.
Done.
Okay.
Okay.
A Day for Milton is the title.
It says A Day for Milton on it. I will honor guide dog.
They mentioned, create note. Create note. A Day for Milton, from page three, with Able News.
I love it.
A notice.
All right, so since you have it, why don't you read it for the world?
Oh, okay. A Day for Milton will honor guide dog. Okay, got to make this bigger. Hold on. Milton, a three-year-old black Labrador guide dog who assisted a deaf-blind woman, died last summer. A Day for Milton is planned for May 19th at the Belport Brewery Hall, 14 Station Road, Belport, New York. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., A Day for Milton is a disability awareness event and free to the public. For information, one may call, and it has the inner site number, which is 631-224-3090. End of
right.
the paper.
That's your flyer.
Yeah.
The perfect flyer.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, there it is.
I just have to cut it out of this thing and then put it on my printer and enlarge it. I have something where I can enlarge. I had no clue that it was even on there. I didn't even know my printer could make photocopies until the other day my aide showed me what to do. So I was making some copies of my stuff.
Lorraine, if you can get all your friends to put that on their Facebook,
okay,
you know, it'll be really nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, do we have any callers on the line?
Now I'm going to go back and hold on.
Open mic. Dedicated to Corey Foster.
Yes, today. Right. I'm going to the studio, bear with me. And no,
all
we're
in.
Just us, the three people.
All right. In remembering Corey, you know, I never met the kid, but I met his beautiful family, his mom, his aunt, you know, and, of course, his dad, Andre, and the children. Let's see, I remember the little sister, but I remember Corey's brother, younger brother. I can't think of their names right now, and a lot of the cousins. And the family was so gracious about the whole thing.
Yes, they were.
You know, of course, there was a lot of underlying anger, which is normal.
They're very normal,
you know?
Yeah.
But for the most part, they really, I don't know how they did it, but, I mean, it's very difficult. They really took it well and concentrated on getting the word out on awareness. And the politicians didn't do a damn thing for them, as usual.
Yeah, no.
You know? Now, here's a similarity in my mind. What they did to Michelle, you know, the guide dog was killed, but then they wouldn't let her testify in court or be there when sentence was passed to tell the judge her side of the story. Well,
that's true.
They pounced all over her in that sense, like they pounced all over Corey. There's a pattern here, the way the disabled are treated many times.
Yes,
look
right.
What they did to me when they wouldn't let me on the accessoride with my guide dog, and the guy got away scot-free. He didn't have to go to court. He didn't have to testify or be sworn in or anything. He got away with it. I call this a pattern.
Oh, I do.
The way disabled people are treated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the other woman who some time back was fired from Walmart.
Yeah.
Because she was disabled and she couldn't understand a new system.
Wow.
So they fired her, you know.
Right.
It's all a pattern. And the reason... The reason it's a pattern, because the law is too weak. It doesn't protect people. Now, if we many times called for the assault law to be applied to the disabled, the law that protects federal employees, you know, conductors on the train, engineers, bus drivers, automatic 7 years in jail if you assault a federal employee. We should be covered by that because we're at a gross disadvantage. Corey didn't understand that he had to stop throwing the basketball. He was having fun.
That's
right. He was a disabled kid.
That's right.
But you got to relate to him in a different way, a way he understands. That's why I believe the right dog could have protected and helped Corey, because a dog is like a kid.
That's right.
And
like
kids
like
a lot
that.
Of times relate to other kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there's a pattern here. But, you know, get the damn-ass Congress to look at it. They're not going to. They don't believe it. They don't care.
Yeah.
You know? They didn't care when I met with my congressman some time ago and I tried to get him to amend the ADA to license these schools. Now look what happened. Now we got a dead guide dog on our hands.
That's right.
Because these jackasses didn't make a move to try and prevent something like that.
They
what are they
going to
say now?
They can't. can't say a word that would rectify the situation.
They better
the
not say a damn
get,
thing, but they better do something about it.
That's right.
Because there's a definite pattern here, and I could go on and on and on.
Oh, yes, you can.
Horrible
we have
pattern.
A devastated, deafblind woman, and we also have, the dog. He passed away. I mean, there's you just can't get more evidence than that. It blew
me
away.
What more does it take?
I know.
To wake up these politicians to sit down and say, hey, we got the ADA, I'm Senator so-and-so, I submit this amendment, you know, I'm bringing together a bunch of people and for sure Inner Sight and Michelle should be on that panel to hammer
That's
out
right.
regulations and license these schools and bring in a fair type of situation for people that have problems with the school. She never should have sent that dog back to the school. But you have
she
no protection.
Know.
You have no law.
No.
You know? People are afraid. If I don't listen to the school, I could lose my dog, or they'll never give me another dog.
The worst part is they'll never give you another dog, and they spread it through the other schools. That's
and
a,
that gets used
business.
Against you.
That's right.
Because when you go apply to another school, if you didn't listen to them and play their little game, and the school writes to them, they're going to tell them that, and that's going to go
that's
against
right.
you.
Yes, it is.
So, it's a horrible situation, world.
Yes, it is.
It's not a situation that the average person would want to deal with.
Oh, no. We have to be the patient little disabled person. Well, I'm not patient anymore. I'm not. I get
846
so
New York.
Yeah.
On Corey Foster, dedicated night from Inner Sight. And one of my statements at the Day for Milton, and I think I have it on this show, said it before, is and will be that the United States Congress must immediately declare a blind person's dog the same as a sighted person's eyes.
That's right.
Now, once they do that, these people are not going to get away with stuff like this.
No, they're not.
You can't bring Milton back, but you
That's
can
right.
make it so the world won't forget.
That's right.
That's okay. why. That's why Stevie Wonder fought so hard to make a Martin Luther King Day.
See?
And this is the same thing. You know, this should be declared a law.
That's right. A lot of things that were supposed to be in the ADA never made it. Never made it there.
No, because they watered it down.
Big time.
Because the agencies were all afraid. They all get money from the government.
Right.
They say the wrong thing, they won't get the damn money.
That's right.
Or they never would have let it go through.
That's right.
They wait until tragedy hits.
Do you want to see something that's quite interesting? Remember they said that they were going to look into the preparedness for the nursing homes and winter storms and this, that, and the other thing. Well, that particular article is right above where Milton's picture is. I find that.
Where is that? Oh, in
same
the
page
in
as
the
Milton.
Able News?
Yeah. It's about nursing homes and stuff and what they're thinking
of
doing.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I think Milton's helping us. I'm not there. To get all the sun. Oh, yeah. I know
that.
Of
course
he is. Yep.
A lot of angels looking down on this, believe me.
Yes, we do.
So
Joseph
we...
Aryan. A lot.
Yeah, Joe would have been outraged over this.
Outraged is a good word. He would never have left, and he would have called me every morning to help him do it. You know, and
he
was good on the phone.
He would have called the school and demanded a meeting.
Yep. We still could do that, you know.
Wouldn't
That's
have got it, but he would have demanded it. Oh, no, no, they're going to come to us. We're going to do the day for Milton, and then we'll see what happens
Who
after
shows
that.
Up?
We don't have to run after them. We've offered.
Yes, we did.
Time and time again. You know, let's sit down and hammer this thing out. You know, they don't want to do it.
What's new?
But you know what? We're winning over a lot of the people who sided with them.
Yeah.
The first indication of that to me is the fact that the board of director people from Silo are coming to the day for Milton.
That is the best thing ever.
Joe Delgado called me today and made a point of telling me that.
That's awesome.
And not only that, he personally is going to be reminding his deputy director, whose husband is a Suffolk County police officer, to please get the canine cops involved.
Oh, that's
going to
be fun. A lot of dogs. Woo-hoo. I'm happy.
Yeah, man.
And I might get a dog.
We may have people around the block on this.
Yeah. We might very well.
You know, when you're reporters and all that, and once it hits the Associated Press,
The very last minute, it hits Associated Press.
I'm
going to
invite my friend.
Great.
I'm going to call him tomorrow.
Yeah, you should.
My buddy David Caruso.
I was just about to say his name.
I'm going to invite him. He's one of the, I think he's the top
editor in New York.
Editor now in New York of the Associated
right.
Press.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful guy. And he's been looking for an excuse,
mm-hmm.
you know, to assign
to a
reporter
yeah.
to this guide dog story.
Yes, he has.
Well, I got it for him. A day from
now. That's right. We didn't say anything bad about the schools. Just remember, we need these schools because of the number of people.
There's a lot
of
good they do. That's not the point.
Yeah, they
know?
Do, yeah.
The point is they got to improve.
Hell yeah.
This is a sign. Milton's death is a sign
yeah, no.
that
yes,
they've got
is.
To improve. They just can't go on like this and then tell everybody, you know, you can't sue us no matter what happens. I mean,
that
what
was
the hell?
When I told that to
Joe Delgado, that's when he gave me that quote that he doesn't want me to repeat. You know what I told him? I said, Joe, I said, I won't repeat it. When you come on my show, you can repeat it yourself.
That's right.
He just laughed.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's when he said to me, you know, Frank, you and I can get up there.
Mm-hmm.
And tell people how these schools need to improve without accusing them. And he's right. And we will.
He's right. We will. He's very right.
Now, that's a big turnaround.
Yes, it is. I can't
and
do
the
anything.
The fact that the board, he's got the board behind him now.
Yeah, no.
Intersight played
happy.
A role in bringing that about.
Yeah, I know.
Which is Dave
I helped.
and
we
yes, world, I have the word, and there's no guarantee, no promise, but I have the word that Stevie Wonder is being notified about the day for Milton.
Woohoo! I hope he does come.
So, if he doesn't come, maybe he'll at least send a telegram, you know.
That's right. Just like, what's her name did? Elizabeth, Liz Taylor. Sorry. She sent a note.
She didn't send a telegram. She sent me a letter.
That's it, right.
Years ago.
Yep.
That's when we were trying to get guide dogs into London. You know.
Yeah, but she cordially excused herself and sent a letter with money, I think, right, to help.
No, she didn't send any money, just a letter.
Just a letter? Oh, but still, that's enough sometimes.
I didn't ask her for a donation.
No, I know.
That wasn't what it was about. But anyway, inner sight, and you don't need money to come and celebrate the day for Milton either.
Which is beautiful. That's the way
just
things should be.
Come on down and,
you know.
If you have a pet dog, bring it. You know, try to keep it behaved.
That's hard.
Well,
and it definitely would be hard
do
traffic in Ghana.
You know, but we urge all people, you know, who believe in freedom and justice
to come.
It's a day for Milton. May 19th,
yeah.
14 Station Road at the Brewing Hall, Bellport, Long Island. All right, Insight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on Nursing Home Show, the theme of which is...
I got to remember this.
All agencies should amend their...
mission statement.
Bylaws.
Oh, okay.
Amend their bylaws to keep people out of nursing homes, and we'll tell you how we believe that can be done.
I didn't get it all, but we'll get it after.
Amend their bylaw. There's another word I want. I can't think of it right now. Bylaws. But it's within the bylaws.
It's called a mission statement, but I don't know.
Mission statement.
What you want. Right.
Amend their mission statement to keep people out of nursing homes. All right, that's the key. Because
right.
if somebody has a wherewithal, a means to keep them out of the nursing home, they won't have to go there, and eventually what's going to happen? The damn places
gonna
are going to have to fold up.
Right.
That's
but we
when we
them.
Move in and tell them, turn them into accessible housing.
Thank you. Thank you. That's
you know, they did that with Pilgrim State Hospital.
Yeah, really?
They closed it down. They turned it into apartments.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
What a beautiful thing.
So it can be done.
It can be done, yeah.
Yeah, sure
it can.
And there's a lot of nursing homes in New York. We got to get them all to change. That's all.
They just have to put
the
effort in and do it.
Right.
But the problem is they still have the nursing home. A lot of people who live in those apartments can still be put in nursing homes. You know, you got to reverse the system.
Yeah, it has to be.
Thursday, we didn't pick a subject, but Friday is the funnies. The funnies on Friday. So,
that's right. So they
hang around for that.
I wrote amend their mission statement, and then I didn't hear the rest because of my hearing. So repeat it again. Amend the mission statement.
To keep people out of nursing homes.
To keep people out of nursing homes.
Yeah. And we'll elaborate. We'll tell how that could be done.
Yeah.
To the benefit, by the way, of these agencies.
Yeah.
We're not asking them to do something that's going to take away from them. We're going to help them gain by it. That's even better.
Oh, much better.
All right, in the site, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our friends, Lorraine, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
And all our listeners.
You're welcome.
Can you get a quick tally?
Yes, I actually saw it before I went on. It was, at the end, it was 978. So it went up. Yeah, exactly. So
wait a minute, I want the whole tally. 120.
Almost 120.
Give me the whole tally.
I am. Yeah, I'm going to 119,000. Okay, and then 978 at the end.
Okay, 119,978. Sounds
right.
Like it should be a little higher than that, but we'll take it.
I've been saying that, but it's just. That's what it is. I think it went from 77 early this morning when I looked at it to 78, and that's why it didn't look like it gained.
All right,
that
we'll
much.
Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. A day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewing Hall. Belport, New York, May 19th, Friday, from 11 to 2, 14 Station Road. Thank you so much. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world.
Good
Inner
night,
Sight.
Everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
And enjoy it.
Thank you. Yeah.